things. Okay, so we have the one member, just the one member of labor.
Two, I think.
Two.
So the three for this one, Roxana and Cynthia from the SEC, and Carol will be short update on verbal update on what's happening with the Andrew.
Okay. And can we start with you, Roxana?
Yes. Good morning, everybody. So in terms of updates, I will be quite quick. Probably most of you know that ESMA has this mandate of developing an European single electronic format for the annual financial statements of issuers listed on regulated capital markets in Europe. Obviously, the scope is much broader than just the IFRS financial statements, because we have to cover a range of national GAAPs as well. I'm not going to say 28 because a bit less, but in any case, it's more than IFRS. We are at the stage in which we are trying to because we have to issue a consultation paper and consult the market on this European electronic single format, which obviously has the two components of taxonomy and of technology. We have worked with some consultants and try to have a kind of cost-benefit analysis to see what exists and what is in there. What I can say with regards to the IFRS taxonomy, well, it's premature and I don't want to make a public announcement, but I think there is no other taxonomy available for the IFRS. I mean, I don't think there is any way of thinking about creating another taxonomy. It's not reasonable and it's not in line with the other objectives of supporting the use of IFRS more generally. Then regarding the technology, I'm very glad that I hear, well, we have to probably project ourselves in 2020 because our standards are for 2020, and I'm very much looking forward for the discussion we're going to have here. I think it will be very useful for us. We didn't have any idea yet about the technology that we're going to propose. Maybe just in terms of next steps, well, we aim to publish something most likely by beginning of next year. We tried to do it a bit earlier, but it wasn't really feasible. And then that will be subject to public consultation for 3 months before taking a decision.
Thank you. Any quick questions for Roxana before we move on to the next update? No? Kimberly, you had one?
Well, I'll just have a brief update as well. I probably should give my SEC standard disclaimer that what I say is my opinion. It's not the opinion of the SEC or anybody else on my staff or on my colleagues. So the SEC is continuing to consider the IFRS taxonomy. We're working with Andy as much as we can on her schedule. We're continuing to keep up to date with the activities of the IFRS. We're very interested in, at least the staff is very interested in, implementing the taxonomy for our filers and continuing our mandate, which was already set forth, that IFRS filers in the U.S. should provide XBRL-related financial statements. So, fortunately, in the past year, we've had leadership changes in key positions with our chairman, our chief accountant in both chief accountant's office and the Division of Corporation Finance that oversees the SEC filings. So we've now hoping that we've got people in these positions, and we're going to be the staff will be briefing the leaders, and hopefully, you know, showing them, you know, what we've been keeping up on and where the taxonomy is at this point. So we're hopeful that we can move forward with this, although not at the speed sometimes that we'd like to have things happen. But with regulators, probably you understand that move slowly. It seems to move very slowly in the U.S., but we get used to it, and you know, we keep pushing. So that's where we are.
Good. Thank you, Kimberly.
Sure.
Any thoughts, comments, Kimberly? Carlo.
Well, in Europe, we are working on developing a taxonomy using the IFRS taxonomy to the publicly traded companies. Now there are no more than 25 entities in my country. It will be compulsory next year. And the project has a second step to the other entities. The Uruguayan GAP are the IFRS issued by 2007, but last week the Ministry of Economy issued a decree that will be mandatory the SME IFRS for IFRS, and we are working on it. We have three groups of the filers use the Uruguayan GAAP for IFRS, IFRS for SME, and like micro entities will use I don't know 19 section of the standard. So you have to analyze this to solve this issue. Maybe we don't have to use any other taxonomy, just with different entry point we can solve it, but now we are analyzing it, so we don't have any experience about the filers yet. In Latin America there are other projects. In Peru they are filing their financial statement, the listed company, since 2012. The taxonomy is for basic financial standards only. In Uruguay we will use basic financial standard too, but with a classification about asset and liabilities and a table about property, plant and equipment. In Chile are using the IFRS taxonomy since 2008, and they have updating the taxonomy every year. It's not the same than in Peru. We only make one taxonomy. They use the 2011 IFRS taxonomy only, and that's it. Well, the Chilean taxonomy is wider than the Peru, because they use the taxonomy is about 4,000 elements, and all the Latin American countries are making extension of the taxonomy. In Chile, there are used 400 new elements. Most of them are related to financial instruments and the stock exchange. In Mexico, have different point of view for other Latin American countries, because the filers only send the financial statement in an Excel file or in PDF file, and the stock exchange converts the financial statement into XBRL files, and they understood that is the way to familiarize preparers and users with XBRL. It will be mandatory in 2016 to file for the companies to file in using XBRL. Well, there are two projects more. In Colombia, they are beginning a project now. IFRS, the use of full IFRS will be mandatory next year. And in Panama, the banks are reporting using XBRL since last year. I suppose there are more trivial project, but not using the IFRS taxonomy. And that's it.
Thank you, Calvin.